Hello, welcome to the Aquarian Mind podcast. Today's podcast episode number 342. I'm your host, Jamel Crothers. It's Book Insight Friday. You guys know what time it is. We're delving into A Woman's Worth part two. Gonna do a little book reading, gonna break down the book for a little bit. And, you know, the normal stuff, right? So, real quick, if you want to know the whole process of me writing the book, what went into it, please refer back to podcast number 141. That is podcast 141. I'm not going to be delving into all of that if I've already done a podcast and spoken about it already. So it would defeat the purpose of, you know, repeating myself all over again. So won't be doing that in this podcast. So A Woman's Worth Part Two, another important book. It is a different character. It's not the same character from A Woman's Worth Part One. This character focuses on a fictional character named Lisa. And I'm going to, you know, read the synopsis real quick. So Lisa is pregnant and having her first child. While this should be the most exciting time of her life, it unfortunately isn't. She's sharing her journey, not just through pregnancy, but of her journey to get maternity leave, have enough time to spend with her newborn child, figure out her finances, and start her journey as a mother. Her time is spent more on how much time she will have off and will have to make a big decision when it comes time to return back to the work world. Maternity leave is imperative to a woman, her needs, and the United States is one of the worst nations in the world in regards to this. This story delves deep into this, how other countries are ahead of this, and how change needs to occur within the government and our corporations in America. It's a deep, thought-provoking book. It's not like ridiculously long, so I'm just a person who gets to the point, who writes a story out, and hopefully it opens our eyes to how bad maternity leave is here in the United States and how there are so many pressures for women to return back to the work world instead of being with their newborn child or being home with their children. I can delve into so many avenues on why it is that way, but I'm quite sure a lot of you know the reason why, right? All right, so here is the chapter breakdown. First is the introduction, then it's maternity leave decisions to make, maternity leave in corporate America, using my FMLA/vacation time, holding my newborn, talks with my husband, Mike, financial sacrifices, the decision, motherhood bonding, and then it delves into stories of other women. And then 3 years later, getting back to the work world, companies passing on me, gainfully employed again, and changing the laws for maternity leave. And then there's, you know, my thoughts on maternity leave in America. Paternity leave is another thing, but I want to stay focused on maternity leave today. And then, you know, I kind of share my thank yous and then I leave my social media pages. So let's read the introduction real quick. So it's more of me thanking, you know, people with purchasing the book. The story will discuss maternity leave for women in America. While the characters are fictional, the goal is to shine light on a subject that only gets written about in articles but not shared on national news stations daily. It's time that a story like this gets written and we start discussing this more, as the United States are behind numerous countries in regards to maternity leave. While most countries don't have the population size of the United States, it still doesn't excuse that there should be federal laws that pay and give parents the necessary time to take care of their newborn child. So I hope you all enjoy the story, and I did some justice in shining light on this major social issue that affects millions of people in America every year. So there's that element. So I'm going to delve into the book a little bit. I'm going to read The first chapter, Maternity Leave, Decisions to Make. This is my story. It's not going to be easy to tell. The reason why is there isn't enough discussion regarding maternity leave. I'm pregnant right now, and my husband and I are planning a lot, from the baby shower to doctor's appointments, but maternity leave wasn't on our agenda. My name is Lisa, and I'm trying to figure out so much. My current job is aware that I am pregnant, and everyone is so happy for me. Co-workers are paying more attention to me, asking me questions, but no one has asked the question regarding my maternity leave. It's a subject that doesn't come up in conversations. How we literally have 12 weeks off and then we're back to the office. In my mind, that is barely enough time to bond with a child. With the ways of this world, it's capitalism over family. The cost of living has inflated everywhere, that's a given. So it's sacrificing your money for your child or vice versa. It's a decision of whether you want someone else raising your child, or are you raising your child with your significant other? These are the decisions that we don't think about. It only comes up in conversation when you're nearing the birth date of your precious child. None of this is easy. I've been dealing with everything in my pregnancy. Hormones, weight gain, food cravings, emotionally and mentally tired, you name it, I'm experiencing it. With all the focus on making sure I'm eating right, getting a little exercise in, getting my finances together with my husband, we have to decide what we will be doing in regards to maternity leave. We always said that we want to raise a child with us both around, that our careers shouldn't get in the way of instilling morals and values in our children. The only thing is, we aren't where we want to be financially. Not that we aren't ready for our baby, but can we cover everything necessary to live comfortably? It's time we start discussing the landscape of corporate America, how we as people can change and better maternity leave for women. So that's the first chapter. You know what? I'm going to read the second chapter for you. Second chapter, Maternity Leave in Corporate America. There's a struggle in America with maternity leave. We lose focus on how mothers need bonding time with their children. 12 weeks is surely not enough time. Most companies don't pay for your time off. Thankfully, my company does, and I count my blessings. But I look at my coworkers who were back to work within 12 weeks. I asked them if they went through a tough process of deciding. Most of them said no because bills have to be paid. They prepared to pay a babysitter or family member to care for their baby, and it was right back to the desk to work for a paycheck. Some of my coworkers were married and had to work. Their husbands made good money, but not enough to maintain everything. The crazy thing is, their husbands made more than them. But when it boils down to it, everyone has to make sacrifices somewhere. While it would be great to have my mother or my mother-in-law take care of my newborn, to put that responsibility on them would be way too much. With this being my first newborn, I want to be the motherly woman, not the career-driven woman who misses out on moments. Companies are businesses, and I understand that. They have to do what's best for them at the end of the day. It just makes it a struggle for women where we're always stuck. We're stuck making tough decisions regarding our lives and our children. No matter what, you have to be a decision maker in what's important to you. If you're a single mother, you have no choice but to go back to work. I never thought about all of this until now, and I'm starting to ask questions. I needed to know what women dealt with and went through in regards to this. Some got paid while they took the time off, and others didn't. The ones that didn't had to file for short-term disability while they were pregnant. These young women didn't get their full paychecks either. They received a percentage of it depending on the employer. Companies such as Unum, you can pay into short-term and long-term disability, where you're able to get a percentage of what you would be paid. It's sad that these are the things women have to do along with saving a lot of money, but also spending to make sure that your newborn child will be taken care of. Traveling to work each and every day, and some days not feeling your best. Having to use the sick days you have to rest yourself as you go deeper into pregnancy. Going to doctor's appointments for checkups and having to use personal days. It gets you thinking, can pregnant women get additional days for doctor's appointments? I don't know. There will always be a battle because we choose to have a child, so we shouldn't get special treatment regarding this and we get everything else. That will surely be the narrative of what so many people will say. that pregnant women get preferential treatment, but it's not necessarily my way of thinking, or many other women. I guess we should be thankful we get 12 weeks, right? That's what a lot of people will say, and that we should be glad we get paid, if we work for a company that does. The question of how much time do we really need? I don't know. That's a question I've been asking myself throughout this pregnancy. So that's the first two chapters of A Woman's Worth, Part 2. So, good news and more good news. So, obviously my books are in ebook and paperback format, but this book is available in audio. And I also forgot to mention last week, A Woman's Worth, Part 1 is available in audio. It is available on Apple. So if you go to Apple and, you know, you find my book in audio format, you can listen to it in audio. So that's a beautiful thing. So you won't be hearing a man's voice doing the whole Woman's Worth book in a woman's voice, which is supposed to be a woman's voice. So that is the good news. So I will leave the link in the description, and you can by all means go and find it in audio, since you're listening to my podcast in audio, right? So I will be working on trying to get the rest of the Woman's Worth series in audio format. That's going to take time. I'm going to have to finagle some things and figure out how I can do that through Apple, but that will take time. It is a narrator and a woman's voice, so just to give you guys the heads up on that. So that is A Woman's Worth, Part 2. I hope that you choose to look into this book a lot more and read the story. It's a really great story. Did a lot of research, did my due diligence, and hopefully it shines light on maternity leave. So that's my podcast for today. I thank you for listening. As always, have a good weekend, be good, and go accomplish your goals.